Okay, dear students, we've been talking about stocks in the abstract. I mean, what are these things? We said that they're pieces, they're part ownership of a major corporation and some minor corporations too. But what kind of wealth can we create or destroy over the long term? Because stocks are long-term investments. Some people treat them as short-term investments, but that's gambling. It's not investing. On the left-hand side, we see a document called 84 Years Ago. And for some odd reason, the industry uses $10,000. If you had invested $10,000 10, 15, 20 years ago, well, how about we take a long, long-term approach and look back 84 years? So you go back to the Great Depression, basically, 1934, and look at the 30 stocks in the Dow Jones Industrial Average, a list of the 30 fairly large companies based in the United States. And I'm going to give you 10 grand. How's that? Give you 10 grand and let you invest however you like. Choose whichever one you want. Now, looking at this list, you can see companies like Microsoft and Nike and Walmart and Apple. They weren't around 84 years ago. What you did in the case of, say, Apple, is you owned Goodyear until 1999, and when they kicked out Goodyear and put in AT&T, and then in 2015, they kicked out AT&T and put in Apple. You see that? In the case of Walmart, you owned Woolworth. Who are they? Well, your grandparents remember them. In fact, Woolworth is still around in Mexico, and it's still around here, but it's not called Woolworth. It's called Foot Locker. And in 1997, you sold your Woolworth and you purchased Walmart. So you understand? So now, choose one. Don't worry, it's not real money. In the face-to-face class, we get everybody to vote for one. So we then write them all on the board and see how people do, huh? So which one did you choose, huh? Don't peek. You ready to choose one? Okay, you're ready. Go ahead and peek. Looky there. Procter & Gamble. Who are they? Tide, Head & Shoulders, Pampers, Crest Toothpaste, Gillette Razors. Right, exactly. The company that did the best made their money selling toothpaste, shampoo, diapers, razors, and soap. Yeah. Can stocks make us wealthy? Exxon, Home Depot, McDonald's, Coca-Cola, General Electric. Can stocks make us sad? IBM, Verizon, United Healthcare, Cisco. Well, now, wait a minute. Is it Verizon's fault? Is it Cisco's fault that they're at the bottom of the list and they didn't even keep track with inflation? No, it's not. What happens is that from time to time, Dow Jones, they're the people who publish the Wall Street Journal, pull a company out and put a new company in as the economy and the world changes. They did not wait until General Motors and AIG were basically in bankruptcy in 2009 before they pulled them out and put in United Health and Cisco Systems. So it's not their fault. But you see what kind of wealth can be generated from a long-term perspective. And this does not even include the dividends that these companies paid us. If we included the dividends, reinvested the dividends, they would be 5-10 times more or more. Yeah, pretty amazing. So the question is now, who has an 84-year time horizon? Well, you, the young millennials, the first person to live 100 to 150 is supposedly have been born, so who knows? But let's take a look at more reasonable time frames. So in Chapter 12, you will see some illustrations, $100 a month for 30 years, $100 a month for 40 years, and then increasing that $100 to $110, $120, and then we'll revisit once again and take aim at that insurance company that sold that poor slob $60 a month payments for 30 years, and they wound up with less than he put in. Okay? And again, yeah, how many people have $10,000 to invest? That's why we start with $100, $50, and increase it from there. So take a look at those illustrations and see that even if we don't have 84 years, we can still do pretty well for ourselves, dear students.